Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul talked about abundant life. Today, Paul will be talking about spiritual circumcision. Let's join Paul now as he teaches spiritual circumcision.
And I would like to welcome you back to Living Truth Ministries. I'd like to continue our talk on the spiritual vision and the dream that God has placed in each one of our hearts and how God wants to bring it to fulfillment, where we'll be a blessing to ourselves and we'll be a blessing to God and to others. Last time we talked about the abundant life, where we talked about the blessings that God gave to Abraham and the blessings that he promised through Abraham and through Abraham's seed, the promises that were spoken to Abraham, and how all that ties into us, where if we are believers of Christ and have accepted Christ as our Savior, that we also have these blessings and these promises that were promised to Abraham, because we are the seed of Abraham. And I'd kind of like to talk a little bit today about spiritual circumcision. You cannot enter into this covenant without a personal relationship with God. That's the key thing right here. You have to have a personal relationship with God. And how do we get that? By accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. That we confess our sins and admit to God that we are lost, that we are sinners, and that we need His love and His shed blood of His Son to cleanse us from our sins. It is not what you think or what you know about this covenant, its terms and its provisions, but who you know that will make these blessings a reality in your life. God's covenant with Abraham was based on relationship. Abraham was called the friend of God, and the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. The imputed word means something you have assigned or something that you have placed a lot of value on or in. So that means God placed a lot of value on Abraham, placed so much value on him that God called him friend. He was a friend of God. And we, too, can be friends of God. God has imputed that upon us. He has put the value on each and every one of us that has accepted His Son as their Lord and Savior. How do you become a friend of God? Like I said, you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and develop a personal relationship with Him through prayer, praise, and worship, the Word of God, and doing His will. You will never fulfill your purpose in your life. You will never reach your divine destiny until you are living in a covenant relationship with God. People think, I kind of have, but you know, if you think about it, if you search deep in your heart, you know there is always something lacking and it never satisfies. It may satisfy for just a tad bit, but then it goes away. Then you got to look for something else. You got to search for something else. You got to have something else in your life to fulfill it, to make you happy, because the things of this world does not last. After God gave the powerful promise of this covenant to Abraham, He commanded that the agreement be confirmed by the shedding of blood. Abraham was commanded to circumcise himself and all the males in his household. This was a sign of the covenant relationship between God and the nation of Israel. And you can read about that story in Genesis 17. And this one here was taken in Genesis 17, 10 through 14. So what does circumcision represent to believers today? As people called and are ordained by God, desiring to walk in the provisions of His promises, we must bear the marks of change upon our lives. As New Testament believers, we no longer circumcise the flesh, but we are circumcised in heart. In Him also you were circumcised, with a circumcision not made with hands, but in a spiritual circumcision performed by Christ, by stripping off the body of the flesh, the whole corrupt carnal nature, passions, and lust. Thus you were circumcised when you were buried with Him in your baptism, in which you were also raised with Him to a new life through your faith in the working of God, as displayed when He raised Him up from the dead, when God raised Christ up from the dead. And you were dead in trespasses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, your sensuality, your sinful carnal nature. God brought life together with Christ, having freely forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled and blotted out and wiped away the handwriting of the note, which is the bond, with its legal decrees and demands, which was enforced and stood against us in a hostile way to us. This note, with its regulations and decrees and demands, He set aside and cleared completely out of our way by nailing it to the cross of Christ. You can read a little bit about that in Colossians 2, 11 and 12. Our circumcision is spiritual, of the heart instead of the flesh. It results in external signs. However, just as the men of Israel had visible evidence of circumcision in their flesh, are the signs of spiritual circumcision evident in your life? Did God take and cut away all the sinful desires and the nature of you to where when you sin it doesn't bother you, or it don't feel guilty, or the Holy Spirit don't talk to you? If it does and you feel guilty and you feel bad, that is the working of the Holy Spirit to circumcise and to cut away the sinful nature of man. Let's have a word of prayer. Blessed Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You that You have redone all of this to where we are can be circumcised through our hearts and through our minds by the shed blood of Christ. If we would just yield our life over to You, that You would do this in a miraculous way. Father, I pray that You will be with each and every one that hears this word. That, Father, that we will study on this and that we will make You number one in our lives. Father, touch us, and the ones that don't know You, that Father, that Your Holy Spirit will deal with them, that they will come to know You and to serve You. Father, do Your will and to circumcise us in our heart and to do away with all these sinful desires and sinful lusts, and that You will cleanse us, I pray. Father, help this dream to become a reality. Help this dream to burn within our hearts. And that, Father, that we will do anything and everything to make this dream and this vision that You have planted in our hearts a reality. Touch us, I pray, Father, and be with us. Father, we thank You for the shed blood of Christ. We thank You that Jesus willingly went to that cross to die for each and every one of us. And that, Father, that You have imputed unto us righteousness, that we can be friends with You, that we have found value in You through Christ. And, Father, we thank You for that in Jesus' name. And, Father, help us to realize that we are of great value to You, and that, Father, that You love each and every one of us with everything. And, Father, we thank You for that. In Jesus' wonderful, precious, mighty name we pray. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us today, teaching spiritual circumcision. Join Paul next week as he talks about Blessed to the Blessed. All material is furnished by Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, at myltbc.org. We want to hear from you. If you enjoyed Paul's teachings today, you can write it or email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Or you can mail us and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.